Box of Shame. Oh, man, I'm not looking forward to that. It's coming up in less than 5 minutes here on Joe and Mackenzie. Then just after 8:10, 7:10 Central, we are hooking you up with Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, movie passes, thanks to our friends at Fandango. And also in between there, Joe's Journey, something we've never posted, I believe, before on our Instagram. You want to follow Joe and Mackenzie. I'll also share it on mine, Joe Pesh Radio. But give that a follow because that's coming up. A lot of things coming up here on Radio Now. Producer Porkchop, you were out yesterday, and we kind of shared you were on like a special assignment. What exactly happened yesterday?
Yeah, so I had to go pick up my dog from my ex. But I want to say first, it was originally my ex's dog.
Okay.
But when me and him got together, the dog kind of definitely became mine too. So
what's the dog's name? What kind of dog?
Her name is Chloe. She's half mini pincher, half chihuahua.
Hey, aww. There's another Chloe here. Hi, Chloe, intern Chloe.
And we love Chloe's.
She's 11 years old, and unfortunately, up in Michigan, where my ex's mom lives, they had another family dog there that kind of grew up with Chloe, and that family dog passed away.
Aww.
So I was like, you know, I got to go back up there and get my I always say my dog. It's really our dog, even though we're split.
And your ex was cool with it? Like, yeah, you can take the dog.
Like, he was totally – there was an understanding beforehand if we ever split. Like, we knew, like, that we couldn't keep Chloe away from me.
Aww.
So I made the five-hour drive north to get the dog, and I brought my new boyfriend with me. And luckily, so we left at noon and got there at 5 p.m. My ex was working from 4 p.m. to midnight. So there was no, you know, seeing the
overlap.
Ex.
Overlap.
Right, there's
we were
no overlap.
Wondering if there was going to be like a dramatic moment where your ex opens the door, your new man's in the car, you're trying to get the dog,
no.
And what happens? And then Joe had these crazy outlandish ideas that you would all like fall in love.
I just thought I thought the tension would lead to something else, and that maybe it's like, well, maybe we shouldn't fight.
I was like, that's not going to happen.
We should talk it out. We should love it out.
So we did go up there to my ex's parents' house, and we picked up the dog. There was one point where I had to go to the bathroom, so it was just like my new boyfriend and my ex's parents in the room together.
Weird.
That's so awkward.
I think they bonded and like had a good time because my ex's mom, she's like my mom. You know, I mean, me and my ex dated for 7 years.
She's like, hey, you guys are Eskimo brothers. All right.
Oh my gosh.
So do you all think that like you'll still have a relationship with your ex's parents since you were so close to them? And does your current boyfriend have a problem with that?
Yeah, I definitely think there will be a relationship, and I don't think he has a problem with that. Right now, that might be a little rough, but I think he'll get over
it
and understand it.
That will depend on, because I've dealt with this situation as well, I think that'll depend on how well you guys treat each other. So, like, if you and your ex are cool, you'll have a relationship with his family still. If you guys aren't cool, then you might want to just lay low for a bit.
Something crazy did happen. On the drive back, we actually stopped at the Applebee's that he works at and had him serve us.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Could you imagine?
He would poison your food or spit in it.
Wow. Way to rub it in.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
You would never. You're so sweet.
So we took the drive back. We didn't get back here till like 2. I went to bed at 2 a.m.
What time did you guys leave?
We woke up on time like I wanted to, 8 a.m., but like there was so much to pack. We didn't leave till like 1 p.m.
Pack?
What the hell
did
you have to pack?
Up a dog.
Oh, I totally forgot to tell you. My ex left a lot of stuff at my house, so I brought that all with me.
So the ex has not been really feeling you having his stuff, so he wanted his stuff back, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. So,
well, that does happen when relationships end. Spoiler alert. Give me my stuff back.
Well, but the ex is more mad about that Chopsies has moved on, I think. Because he's like, I don't want the new man touching my stuff. And like, who cares
maybe.
About
that?
By like,
that, I mean pork chops, but.
No, but I mean, whatever. But you gave the stuff back. That was so sweet. You
of
drove
course.
All the way. See, I think that he should have met you halfway. But that was very cool that you drove
all
the way.
Yeah, that would have been shorter for you, for sure. It would have been a five-hour day instead of a 10-hour day.
Yeah. But we're glad you made it back safe, and you got your dog, Chloe. That's amazing, and everything went well with not too much drama.
And I thought my dog, Chloe, was going to hate him, but like she like fell in love with him. It's so weird.
With Cody?
Yeah.
The new boy?
Yeah.
Sorry,
the new boy.
Well,
the
second time you guys have said his name on the air.
Sorry, didn't mean to say his name.
Boy.
Ex Nan saying his real name, Annie.
Sorry.
Intern Chloe, delete that from the podcast.
I like him. He's so cute and fun.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad everything went well. I'm kind of bummed out that things didn't, you know, take a turn for the romantic side.
You're so random, Joe.
Sorry, I love love. Sorry, I love love.
You love three-way love.
Okay, of course I do. Now, hey, I don't think we have time today for the box of shame, so we'll have to...
Yeah, right. Convenient.
So we'll have to probably just do somebody new next week, okay?
No. You gotta do it, dude.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I can't believe, did you see that Chops, you were gone, but he rolled a one?
Yes,
I watched. And you should thank Chloe, because she rolled
five
for you. Yes.
I saw.
All right, fine. I face the box of shame. I find out what my punishment is, and we do it live on Instagram, so follow us, Joe and Mackenzie. After that, we got Joe's Journey, my weight loss update, and then your chance to win movie passes.